This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
هفته پیش شهید آمد پیش من شهید کاظمی.
Two weeks ago, Shahid Kazemi came to me and he asked me for two things. I really don't know how I could make it from the time of war till now.
O God, accept me and place me among the gathering of martyrs. God, I ask you for the sustenance of martyrdom.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Ahmad Kazemi. Dear listeners, one of the great Iranian martyrs of Islam, who had made a great deal of effort in safeguarding Islamic ideals during the Islamic Revolution of Iran and after it, especially during the Iranian sacred defense, is Shahid Ahmad Kazemi. He was born in 1958 in the city of Najafabad, Isfahan province. Shahid Ahmad Kazemi, just like many other youths, engaged in studying. When the sparks of the Islamic Revolution kindled, he fought side by side the Iranian nation against the tyrannical regime of the Shah. When he was 23 years old, like many of the other commanders of the Iranian sacred defense, he went to Kurdistan to foil the plots of the enemy in separating Kurdistan province from Iran. Shahid Kazemi also went to the southern front lines during the Iran-Iraq War and was the commander of different divisions and battalions. Many Muslim combatants and selfless fighters have fond memories of this brave, courageous, and valorous warrior. We as Muslims are greatly indebted to the sacrifices of these men of God, because it was they who guaranteed security in Iran. And now, the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, talks about the martyrs of Iran, including Shahid Ahmad Kazemi.
دو هفته پیش شهید آمد پیش من شهید کاظمی.
Two weeks ago, Shahid Kazemi came to me and he asked me for two things. First, he asked me to pray Allah to be satisfied with him. And secondly, pray for me to be martyred on the way of Allah. I told him, it is a pity if you die by a natural cause. You who have passed the difficult times of war, you should not die, you should be martyred. However, I told him, the Islamic Republic of Iran still needs you. Then I continued, the day the news of the martyrdom of Sayyad Shirazi was given to me, I said, Sayyad deserved being a martyr. When I said this, the eyes of Ahmad Kadhimi were full of tears and told me, God willing, one day, the news of my martyrdom be given to you.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. When one of the great martyrs of Islam, Shahid Kazemi, after finishing high school while he was 18, he went to fight along his Muslim comrades in the fronts of Lebanon and confronted the tyrants and occupants of that region, namely Israel. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, he was one of the first individuals to join the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is briefly known as the IRGC. He soon became one of the brave, energetic, prudent, and creative commanders of this organization, and for this reason, he was entrusted with many responsibilities from the Supreme Leader of Iran. When the Iran-Iraq War started, he, along with a group of 50 men, showed presence in the fronts of Abadan and began his fight against the intruding enemy. It was from those years that he became the commander of one of the fronts of Abadan and the operation of the siege of Abadan. He was in charge of one of the important axes of the operation. After the Iran-Iraq War ended, he turned the same 50 men of the beginning years of the war into one of the strongest divisions of the IRGC. And now, the voice of Shahid Kazemi and the English translation of his words.
I really don't know how I could make it from the time of war till now. But I swear by Allah that in every single day of my life, I regretted of my being fallen back from the caravan of the martyrs. I liked to become martyr during my duty in aviation forces, but now that I am serving the land forces of Islamic Iran, I ask Allah, and by the grace of Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra, to fulfill my wish of martyrdom on their path.
And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
God is the greatest. I witness that there is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God, and Ali is the chosen guardian of God. O God, I only want to be a martyr in your way. O God, accept me and place me among the gathering of martyrs. God, I ask you for the sustenance of martyrdom, because there is news of everything except martyrdom. But, O God, you are the master of everything and everyone, and you are able. O gracious and merciful God, be gracious and favor me. Please make me a martyr of your path. I felt with my entire being that you are the true love, and the love of martyrdom is the best way to achieve this love. I do not know what to do. I just know life in this world is very hard. I do not really find a place for myself. Whenever I get ready to write a few words, I have so much to say that I do not know which one to write. The pain of the world, being away from the martyrs, the difficulty of the life of this world, the pain of being empty-handed for the next world, thousands and thousands of other words, which in one word, if we had no hope in God Almighty, what would we really do?
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shaheed Ahmad Kazemi. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to us at englishradio@irib.ir and visit our website, which is parsetoday.com. And if you click on the link on the top right corner of the page, Call of Islam, you can listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.